Shir number 35, Shmiras Loshon Shar Zechir, Perek Dalet, the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the similarity between the rabid dog and the Baal Loshon Hara, and the person who speaks Loshon Hara on a regular basis. Oid Gimel Simonim, Yesh Bekelev Shoite. There are three more Simonim, characteristics and signs of a rabid dog. Oznov Suruchois, his ears droop down, meaning that its tail rests between its legs, and it walks on the sides of the road. Why does a dog do this? So the Chavetz Chaim explains, based on the Gemara, because this kelev shoyte, this rabid dog, since its bite is so dangerous, people will stay away from a dangerous animal. But what it does is it disguises itself as if to say, I'm very docile, I'm very safe to be around, and it walks on the side quietly. And the reason why it's doing this is because it wants to try to gain the trust of the people, and then eventually when the people will trust that this is a very tame, docile dog, then it will bite and attack the person. It's walking on the side of the road not to get too much attention, and that explains the Chavetz Chaim is what the Baal Loshon Hara does. He explains to people and he gives this impression that he's friendly with individual. He gets the information from the person and he takes those same words that the person gave it to him as a friend and explained to him what's going on in his life, and then used those same words and went to talk to someone else. And he was Reichel and he said Rechilus and he said Lashon Hara about the person. But how is he able to get that information in the first place? He was only able to get that information because he looked like he was friendly with the person. Just like the Kelev Shoyte, this rabid dog, he looks like he's very tame and no one's going to be afraid of him. And it's for the same reason why this Kelev Shoyte, its tail hangs in between its legs, like it's not flapping around, it doesn't look like it's dangerous, it's not hyper, it's very relaxed, very calm. That's exactly what the Baal Loshon Hara does as well. He gets closer to the people, and unfortunately, it's so painful. Anyone who has ever been there, unfortunately, where someone you think is your friend, and then they take information that you told them, and they go tell other people, you wonder, why did they do that? How could they have done that? It hurts so much. This is just like the Kelev Shoyte.